Waterloo Radio.
Yes! No!
All right, you've tuned into the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
I'm DJ Adrock.
And I'm DJ Steel.
And we are broadcasting to you from 108 King Street North in beautiful Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. So if you are walking by on your way to the Fox and the Fiddle, stop on by. We're in the side door. On the front is a driver's school. We're not them.
No, we're at the side door, yeah.
But don't just, like, bang on the door or, like,
like
open the door and
slam it. Like someone else did earlier.
Someone scared us. We were scared of them doing that.
Wow, yeah.
It was scary.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I was scared.
No, and then the lights went out.
And then we started playing scary Halloween music.
Oh,
like,
man.
Like Lady Gaga. I saw how scared you got there. Yeah. You were like, ah, Lady Gaga, no! Yeah. I'm so scared of Lady Gaga.
That's right. She's a monster.
That I have to question.
Is she a monster?
The integrity of my co-host playing this song.
I think it wasn't just me questioning the...
Oh, yeah? Who else?
Yeah?
Who else? Show me the message. Let's see what he said.
Oh, yeah?
Let's see what he said.
I'll show it to you after.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay, so if you're new to the show, welcome. With open arms.
Yes. And don't worry, we don't usually play that much Lady Gaga.
Yeah. That one song. Ever. Sorry, a valued listener wrote in with a request.
Why didn't you tell me it was a request?
I told you that!
You said this is my favorite new song!
I did not!
Yeah.
I prefaced it with someone just wrote in with this request. I've got a request. I said that, but you don't freaking listen.
Well, then just, you could
You're
say
You're sitting there with your headphones on.
That's why
listening
I didn't hear
to,
you
listening
say that.
To
The
Who
Lady
knows
Gaga.
What? Listening to that show from Nickelodeon. What's that show?
I don't know what you're
with
even
the, like,
talking about.
With the guys on it. What's that show with the guys on it?
Yeah, on Nickelodeon.
It's like crack for kids.
It's a good one.
What was it?
Oh, Foursquare?
No. The other one.
Lutu. No.
Yep. No, the, you know, the one...
No, I don't know
what
one.
With the DJ. With the DJ.
Oh, Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yeah, you're like listening to Yo Gabba Gabba over there. Well, I'm trying to talk to you about our listeners writing in and saying, hey, can you please, you would make my night if you played this Halloween song, Lady Gaga Teeth, because she calls her people monsters. We just made someone's night and then you had to go and ruin it.
No, I made it better.
No, you didn't. You pissed all over their song and judged them.
No, I didn't. If you knew the background, that's how it plays out.
What plays out?
The story of that song, if you listen to the lyrics.
You didn't listen to the lyrics. You were too busy making fun of me and then writing people saying, can you believe DJ Adrock's playing this song right now? Because I really can't.
Do you know what this show is about right now?
It's about battling!
Yeah.
Back and forth! That's what it's about.
That's right.
And that's what we do. So every week we pick a theme. Strangely enough, this week's theme is not whether or not we should play Lady Gaga songs. It is Night Shift. Because this Saturday at 9 p.m., Downtown Kitchen... What the heck was that? Downtown Kitchener will be transformed into a cultural, artistic, weird festival of loveliness.
That's right. Now, we did do a Night Shift battle last week.
We did.
A three-song battle focusing on Night Shift. This one, we want to get into it even deeper and give to people some of the installments that are going on in Kitchener.
Yeah, or even installations.
Yeah.
Just touching on what other people are doing as well. The reason why we've got a vested interest in Night Shift is not only because it builds up, you know, it's building and celebrating the culture and our artistry of the KW area. But also, yours truly, and as well as my co-host, as well as DJ Jeffy Jeff, and everyone else who's ever had a hand.
DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Who's ever had a hand in the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff? We're going to be having our own installation there. We're very excited to be a part of the night shift. And what it is, it's a Nuit Blanche style event where you can just, you know, wander around Kitchener, going to these different installations and checking out performances. There's DJed yoga. There is, you know, you can go into the different art galleries and museums and stuff like that. A lot of different things going on. So
yes, many. And going that it just went out today on the Facebook.
Yeah,
and we'll get to it after our first songs. 13 tips to enjoy Night Shift better.
Great. We'll get. Why don't we do that at the halfway mark?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounds great. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Well,
So
what we do is we pick a theme, battle it back and forth. We pick songs based upon the theme, and then at the end we each. Then you go to www.monoemonoradio.com, and you select which DJ selections you liked most.
That's right. So good thing you killed the music there. Let's rock, scissor, paper it up.
I didn't. It faded out conveniently.
Oh, okay. Well, let's still rock, scissor, paper it up to see who goes first.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three, rock!
Nice.
Go.
I get to go first?
Excuse me.
Okay. The first thing that I would like to speak about coming up at Night Shift is, and this is kind of a two-parter thing that's going on. It's a little thing called, it's at Site 2 if you go to the website. The website is nightshift.alternativesjournal.ca. You don't even need the W's. And anyways, at Site 2 on Otto Street is a thing called Bike Shift. Bike Shift.
It's going to happen right off the hop, eh?
What?
It's going to happen right off the hop.
Yeah. And so Bike Shift has got a couple things going on. It's bikekitcheners.ca as well as waterloobikes.ca. They're having a big display, everything going on. You can talk to Bike Share about getting downtown on your own bike and chat with a whole bunch of people about bikes and things like that.
They're going to have a sustainable technology education project, which is a bike generator.
Nah, like tons of stuff going on. We were originally slated to be on Otto Street with the electrifying adventures, but we've moved right into the middle, I think, on Queen Street, the Queen Street parking lot. So what I'm going to get into is a track that not only talks about bikes, he's on a dirt bike, but also is a track taken right out of the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. This is from episode 6, part A, which you can view online. Part B's coming out this weekend, people. So stick around. This is Kitchens and Bathrooms with their track, He's on a Dirt Bike, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono e mono! right, there you have it. Some kitchens and bathrooms right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
From the Dirty Hammer.
Yeah. From, I would say mid-2000s.
Yeah, that's probably accurate.
Yeah, mid to early, yeah.
So now you picked the song. He's on a dirt bike to celebrate the on Auto Street the bike shift installation. And we made this rule up prior to our beginning this battle that if we both pick a song from the same installation or based upon the same installation, we're just going to go with it.
Yeah.
And I did that.
Nice.
I also picked Bike Shift because originally, as you had mentioned, we were supposed to be in the same area as them.
Yeah, so us thinking that way.
Exactly. I'd looked them up and whatnot and looked up how we were going to be next to the art by Marco Barakowski, who makes sculptures made out of recycled bicycle materials.
Yep. And you know what? The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff is very pro...
It is.
Bike Kitchener and WaterlooBikes.ca.
It is.
Because DJ Jeffy Jeff rides his bike everywhere he goes.
That's how he gets around.
That's his mode of transportation.
Because, if you're a fan of the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff, it very much promotes the Kitchener-Waterloo community, which is one that is very... friendly to the environmentally friendly, I'd like to think, and so we like to promote the whole bike riding initiative.
That's right. So again, check out Night Shift, all one word, nightshift.alternativesjournal, all one word, .ca. It's got all this up here as well for these bike shift installments. Check out bikekitchener.ca and waterloobikes.ca.
That's right. So, I also picked my first song based upon Bike Shift. And the title of the song is a little misleading in that it's called Motorcycle by the Rumble Strips. However, the song is about how he wishes, and I guess this is kind of a little bit against what we're talking about in terms of being environmentally friendly and whatnot, but the song is about how he's riding his bicycle and kind of wishes that it was a motorcycle. But anyways, here we go. This, and technically a motorcycle is a type of bicycle because it's bicycle.
Well, you know what? It depends too what type of motorcycle, because there are certain types, especially if it's an e-motorcycle, that are you don't need a license for and are very, I guess, environmentally friendly being an e-bicycle as opposed to a full-on motorcycle.
Cool.
Although they have motors, too. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows. All right, here we go. This is Motorcycle by the Rumble Strips here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono.
That was a good question. Yeah, we'll have to look that up.
Chase, I'm gonna go, 100 to go. a dream. I'm actually moving quite slowly. The air is nice and clean, but my bicycle seat is so lonely. It's so lonely, this bike. If only this bike.
The Rumble Strips right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! Man, yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing a whole bunch of these different installments.
Installations, you mean?
Ah, why do I keep saying the wrong thing? I was thinking installations, and I thought, you know what? It's not what I'm thinking. It's the other one. So, installations. Yeah, this weekend. So, that's one of them. All right. I'm going to get to my second one here. I noticed now there was a little bit of chitter-chatter between someone that I know and this next installation. This next installation is going down at on, I don't know how to say the street. It's kind of a weird street. It's like Goody's Lane. It's just off Queen Street North. And what they are having is... Let me see if I can figure out which site it is. What's neat about the nightshift.alternativejournals.ca website is it's got the map there, and you can click on it and see what's at each site. So you can jump right to the sites of each thing. Oh, okay, there it is. Right under, right after DJ Jeff. Site 10, Goody's Lane. I saw someone talking with Kim Ho and Chris Mosaitis about putting... There's going to be tons and tons of business cards.
What the heck, man?
What?
Quit stealing my friggin' things.
I don't know your friggin' things, okay? Oh. I'm just getting into some night shift stuff here. Tons and tons of business cards. So... What you'll be able to do is go in and suppose you need whatever, like some, you're having trouble sleeping. There might be a sleep technician type card at the thing that you can pick up, and it's all local and good stuff that you can find out all this great information for. So it's a way to connect the community through business cards. So I'm going to get into a track called... House of Cards by The Mark Inside right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
Sure.
Now who's judging?
Looking for nothing. Always end up with nothing.
right, there it is. Some Mark Inside with their track House of Cards right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! Now, you were saying you had a Cards track as well.
Yeah, you may have been able to tell by my grumblings that I also had a track based upon the Cards installation by Kim Ho, who I just happened to support with her installation by giving her business cards.
Maybe that was you that I was talking about how I knew someone talking to her.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah. Oh, you know that.
Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, man. This guy over here, I swear. So anyways, regardless of my issues with DJ Steele stealing my songs, which he didn't really, we're on the same page. This is how good we are as co-hosts. We're just on the same page all the time. And the more exposure we can give to installations and whatnot, the better, you know, hopefully the more attention that they attract. And this is a good one because, not that the other ones aren't, but this is a good one in that it celebrates the small businesses in the community and you know, creating a sense of community with the small businesses and just knowing who's out there, what they can do for you. And it's like networking, but it's going to be in a cool sort of in an artistic way, and it's gonna have a soundtrack to it and everything. So anyways,
now this one is on Goody's Lane. Is this outdoor?
It's an outdoor installation. Okay. It says an interactive outdoor installation by local designer Kim Ho and Chris Mosaids.
Yeah, so probably right around the corner from us, because it's right off Queen Street, and we're in the Queen Street parking lot.
Great, so we can check them out.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That's right.
Anyways, so I realize that Chris Mosaids is a part of this installation as well. However, Kim Ho seems to be the one who's kind of spearheading it, and through by doing so, you know, she's going to be good for the business in the Kitchener-Waterloo area. And so I decided to play a song by Mastercraft called She's Good for Business. So here it is, celebrating night shift tonight, folks. Here's Mastercraft with She's Good for Business here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono!
I gotta shake it with you.
All right. You gotta shake it.
You gotta shake it, because she's good for business.
That is
business.
Right.
Business. Business.
Say that again.
Business.
All right. All right. So it is now the halfway point. You've heard some great tracks about the cards installment, as well as the bike installment. And we also talked about the electrifying adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. There is so much more going on at Night Shift, the inaugural Night Shift. And you can check it out at nightshift.alternativejournal.ca. If that's too much to handle, make sure to follow us on Twitter at MAM Radio. That one's pretty easy.
Yeah,
MAM Radio. Or Sound FM CA, where you can get all this information. All right. Now, what I said I was going to get into, this just went out today on the Facebook. It just was sent to me. 13 tips for getting the most out of Night Shift. Are you ready for these?
Yes!
You're doing this thing.
Yeah, keeping people in touch is what I'm doing.
Oh, okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Number one, dress for the weather and for walking.
Yeah, it's cold and you're going to be outside.
Yeah, and it's night.
And it's night.
It's night, and you'll be walking, so probably running shoes, they're meaning, right?
Or a comfortable pair of loafers.
Yeah. Now, if you're walking about, what
don't wear Crocs.
What we're hoping is the DJ Jeffy Jeff installation is pretty centralized. Mm-hmm. Like, to get to the one side, you got to cut pretty much past DJ Jeffy Jeff. To go to the other side, you got to pass it. It's right in the middle. Is what I mean by centralized.
Yeah.
We might be having some...
We might have some warm beverages for everybody.
Yeah.
If you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So you'll want to stop into this installation.
To warm up.
Free music giveaways.
Enjoy some great audio and visual entertainment.
That's right. That's right. Now, another thing is this number step two. Plan ahead. Check out the website that we've been giving away on the Twitter.
Yep. Nightshift.alternativesjournal.ca.
Yep. And make sure to follow at MAM Radio. That's what it says here, too. Follow at MAM Radio. That's included in number two. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, number three is prepare to rethink your city. The slogan is, this is Kitchener in a whole new light.
Explore it in the dark.
That's right. So, prepare. Number four, stay hydrated.
Yes.
By drinking some of the wonderful things at the Mano a Mano tent.
That's right.
And DJ Jeffy Jeff tent. Number five was, and maybe we should weigh in with you on this one, take a nap before coming out.
It's going to be a late night. Normally, I wouldn't recommend napping, because it throws off your biological clock and your need for sleep and whatnot. However, this is going to be a late night. It doesn't start until 9 o'clock. It goes until 2 a.m. However, so because we fall back, we turn the clocks
at
2 o'clock in the morning, you actually are going to be out until 3 a.m.
Wow.
If you stay out until
the end. So what would you suggest? Just a small nap or...
I'd say half an hour to 45-minute nap. If you get up after that, if you sleep any longer than that, then you're going to start...
It's going to screw you right up.
Well, you're going to start hitting deep sleep, and then when you wake up, you're going to feel worse than when you did beforehand.
So should people just do coffee?
That's an option, too.
All right.
Like stimulate, but don't drink coffee, too. Like, if you're going to... Don't have a coffee at 1 o'clock in the morning if you're only going to be there until...
Right.
Like 2 or 3.
1:30,
and then try to go home and go to sleep because it's
not
going to work. And alcohol is not a good way to get to sleep.
No, it isn't.
A lot of people think it is because you pass out easier, but you have worse sleep.
Worse breathing when you sleep, I believe. Okay, number 6. Try something new. The best way to get out.
Go outside your comfort zone.
Yep. Number 7. Come hungry.
Yeah.
Because there's going to be at some of these places are at cafes and things like that. You can pick up some of the stuff at each thing.
And you can have tasty warm beverages at the Mano a Mano
tent. Yeah, that's right.
Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff tent.
That's right. Number 8, think intervention. Night Shift itself is an intervention in the normal routine, and many of the artists are offering up their opportunities to intervene in their performances, the downtown environment, and your own preconceptions.
That's right.
And you know what?
What?
The final installation of the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff is called the Final Intervention.
Coincidence? I think not.
Be sustainable.
That means be environmentally friendly. Don't litter.
That's right.
Don't create a larger footprint than you need to.
And if you can, ride your bike to Night Shift.
Ride your bike, take public transit, whatever.
You know what? This one, number 10, is a good one. Ask questions.
Yeah.
Come on into the Mono A Mono tent and ask us questions.
That's right.
You can find out all about the comic. There are stories, even behind the stories.
Oh.
In the stories that are in the story.
You can do an ESPN 30 on 30 on the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff. There's so much stuff going on behind the scenes.
Join the circus. Number 11 is join the circus of Rich O'Coin.
Rich O'Coin.
Yeah. For those of you who have never experienced the work of experimental pop musician O'Coin, you're in for a real spectacle. There's more stuff on there you can check out. Number 12, make friends.
Not enemies.
That's right. Start some conversations with some people at installations. And number 13, keep supporting the arts in Kitchener. That's it right there.
Nicely all right. Done.
I'm going to get into my next track here. There are a bunch of visual installments and films and film festivals. A band, Bass Lions, is doing a whole visual installment that you will want to check out. I'm seeing if I can find out exactly where they are. I just passed it. Where was it? Here it is. Style Frugal. Must be in a place. The alley beside Style Frugal during Night Shift.
Night Shlift.
And also, at Site 5 at the Registry Theater, there's a local film festival putting on some of the videos, the films and things like that that won. A whole ton, the Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff has got visual film kind of footage of the comic. So this is like a film party. A whole bunch of the installments are. So what I'm going to get to is a track called Film Party.
Nice.
By Chris and Tad.
Nice.
Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono!
There you have it. There's some Chris and Tad with Film Party, because there's going to be lots of partying at Night Shift and lots of film and a collaboration therein together in one. That's another one that I'm doing. That right there. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. So another one of the things that you could do at Night Shift is there's going to be free DJ'd yoga lessons.
That's right.
Yoga classes.
Which is also right it's centralized around Queen Street, it seems.
And it's put on by Queen Street Yoga's Lena and Emma. And it's going to be featuring DJ Herbashifs. And in case of emergency, please break glass. What?
Herbashifs.
That's what I said.
I know, but it sounds funny.
Herbashifs. Get it? Her, instead of her ass shifts,
yeah.
Her bass
That's
shifts.
That's why I was laughing at it.
Her bass shifts. Anyway.
But it's
going to be
bass
multi-instrumental, dance intervention on Philip Glass, knee play 4. So a lot of, and you can feel free to participate.
Or is it Herb ass shifts?
We'll have to, they're going to be right near us, so we'll have to go ask.
Yeah.
So anyways, there's going to be an 8 o'clock, 10 p.m. and midnight, late night body moving yoga. And then also, in case of emergency, please break glass. So anyways, one of the former guest DJs who has been on this show, DJ Apes, he is a yoga instructor in New York City, and I've taken a few of his classes, and one of the songs that he likes to put on in the background, and one of the artists that he likes to play is some Sugar Rose.
Yeah, seems like a good yoga type song.
Yeah, because it kind of, it's low key, and you can, it just gets you in that mindset of relaxing and just, I don't know, just cool sounds and vocals and whatnot. So we're going to play some Sugar Rose, and I'm going to play one of DJ Steele's favorite Sugar Rose songs, which you could also yoga to.
Nice.
So here we go. This is Hip Hop Epola from their album Tack. This is Sugar Rose on 100.3 Mono a Mono.
Thank you.
All right, there it is. Some Cigaros with Hip-Hoppity Pola right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono. Man, I would like to yoga to that.
Hoppy Pola.
That's right. Some of those made-up words in there. So, the next one I'm going to get... What? The next.
What do I put in for LNG? I or MU?
Not applicable. Oh, anyways, it's an inside joke, peoples. But the next thing I'm going to get to. Oh,
whoa, wait a second. Hold the vault. Yeah, exactly.
Were you going to say hold the vault?
I was going to say hold the phone there, Tiger. Easy there. Good if you were easy there, say, hold Chach. The vault.
Should we open it?
Yes!
Let's do it.
Of course we should. This is going to be the last song that we play each on this show in celebration of Night Shift.
That's right. All right, let's do it. Let's open the vault here. It is now time for... The Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Nice. Okay, we got in. Now...
Gia!
At Site 15... At Site 15, the Queen Street Commons Cafe, there's a whole big thing, some spoken word being dropped on their ear crew.
On their ear crews.
By the KW Poetry Slam and the New Quarterly and KW Region Activist Bazaar. Now, so it's got a whole time breakdown here. I'll go right through it. At 10 o'clock p.m., KW Slam Team, Beth, Merch, Jaded, C-Command, and Janice Lee, who programs here on Sound FM 100.3 Mono a Mono, are all dropping some spoken words on their ear crew. Then at 11, David Deliska hits the stage till 11:30. Then Shane Stock and Alex McDonnell hit the stage for some spoken word. Then at 12 p.m., open mic begins till 2. Now that's 3 hours, or maybe two hours, depending upon the time shift. I don't know, however they do it. But you know who I heard might go up and do some spoken word?
The Microscoper?
The Microscoper might drop some nice spoken word on their ear crew. Now, for people who don't know the Microscoper, you'll have to tune into the final installment of The Electrifying Adventures of DJ Jeffy Jeff to find out how he becomes a worldwide sensation. But you know what I've got right now?
What's that?
For the Mono Amigos and for your listening pleasure, because you have not heard this either. In the audio version of the final episode, the story plays out, things tie up, and it goes into a song by Do Make Say Think.
Yeah.
Which is a great instrumental track by a great Canadian band. But in the video version, which is not released until Night Shift, that Do Make Say Think version has got the entire Microscoper on the spot spoken word in it. And I am happy to announce I've got that version to air tonight,
what?
Right here on the Mono a Mono show.
No,
stop as
it.
My knockout punch.
Stop it.
Yes.
Wow.
So you're about to
unreal
hear the track by Do Make Say Think that infused with the Microscoper spoken word right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono.
We'll be right back.
the bombastic carcinogenic smoke rises from the luminescent, iridescent falsetto voices of the slightly shorter than, smaller than, not taller than anyone else. Retrospectively, his size is not important because his heart, his mind, his fortitude is exemplary when combined with the metabolic transference of energy within the mitochondrial aspects of his mind. The high pitches of his voice consume my every neurological pathway, the pathways to the mind, body, and soul. As I approach the microphone and bring forth and unleash the audible eruption of emotion which is contained within a soul bound by science but not bound by creativity, I doth hear me roar. I feel this coming, spewing forth from my very trachea and emitting tones beyond human comprehension. I won't stop saying what comes from my heart, my soul, my every waking moment that my being is alive. I digress.
Make say think with the microscoper doing his infamous spoken word, which you may be able to see if you go to the spoken word showcase at 12 p.m. after the KW Slam team, David Deliska, Shane Stock, and Alex McDonald.
I was moved by that.
Yeah, it was good.
I gotta say, that was moving.
I digress.
That's the most powerful part of that whole thing.
I know.
Okay, so it's come to my knockout punch. And there is going to be a art installation in a hallway below the Walper. And it's going to be put on by Jennifer Gao of Mind's Eye Studio. And it's called Clash. And it is... going to be an art installation, but that also demands noisy audience participation. This also will be on Queen Street. Once again, it should be fairly close to where we'll be, so we can go and check out. But I've checked out some of Jennifer Gao's work, and it promises to be pretty amazing. So, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the audience participation is going to interact with the visual aspects of
it. Looks interesting.
Yeah, so, and it says, The process of colliding ideas and how they can alter the course of events. Is it the voice of force or the voice of reason that wins out? So I guess we shall find out. But in the meantime, in order to prep for checking out that installation, we are going to listen to, because as I said, Jennifer Gao is from Mind's Eye Studio. We're going to check out Mind's Eye by Wolfmother from their Wolfmother album. Here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono Hey Mono.
So bad.